Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor with Julianne Duran Pilon, senior fellow at the Alexander Hamilton Institute for the Study of Western Civilization. And her essay regards an anthology of remarks by the founding fathers about the connection they felt with the Hebrew nation, the idea of the Hebrew nation in the 18th century, because there was no fact, there was no nation. There was the Ottoman Empire that possessed all those lands. However, here in the 21st century, we do have the nation state, and Israel is much beleaguered and under assault by its neighborhood and by the conduct of our European allies, who are variously fixed in the remains of empires once upon a time. America is not fixed in the remains of an empire. America is quite distant from the Europeans. That's the Atlantic Ocean, but also we were founded by an idea, which is the essay's opinion, is Israel and America are two nations founded by an idea, and we're under assault. And Juliana, well, I need to understand the origin of this assault. And you mentioned moral relativism. Is that the driver for the condemnations we hear as recently as right now at the United Nations?
This is there's definitely a huge problem with moral relativism, but there is a deeper problem, which was actually articulated by John Adams himself in a personal letter that he wrote in 1818, and it's mentioned in the anthology. This is what he wrote. Man is constitutionally, essentially, and unchangeably a religious animal. Neither philosophers nor politicians can ever govern him another way. And if it is not a religion that involves a power higher than oneself, there are other quasi-religions, such as the secularism that has infected us as a result of what can be called moral relativism, namely anything goes, and that means the substitution of power and whoever is strongest has the scepter in his hand, and that is exactly what the founders had feared.
That's Hobbes you're talking about then.
Absolutely. Now, two of the essays in this wonderful anthology do address exactly this issue, namely that now we have an anti-religious, meaning the traditional religions of Jehovah, higher power, in place of the Ten Commandments. This is something that Bill Barr had said recently, actually in 2019. He said, in the place of the Ten Commandments, what the other side offers is amoral niceness as a well-policed, as you say, moral relativism is the dominant ideology. Now, ideology is not what the founders were about. Their idea of freedom, although they preferred the word liberty, freedom and liberty, they were interchangeable. Nowadays, after the 19th century and Hegel and the rest of and Marx, God help us, we sometimes get very confused about what freedom means. But liberty has maintained that core of Adam Smith's idea of the system of natural liberty. And so that is what the founders had wanted to preserve. I will just give you one other wonderful perception. I'm sorry to be quoting so much, but there's so many people I've said it so much better. I'm an anti-plagiarist. So there's Bill McClay again. He says, and by the way, he credits this insight to Nathaniel Hawthorne. He said, technological progress is worse than an illusion. It can never instruct us how to live or what we should live, let alone die for. And so many people today worship technology as almost an idol. Alongside God, and that's McClay, the theocidal secularist slays his own reason for hope, for life, for love. And now my own words. And in fact, he slays himself. What strikes me, John, is that there is a suicidal tendency. I mean, when our media, the academy, the establishment, the children of the most privileged are really stabbing their own heritage.
We have
in the
30
back.
Seconds, Diana. 30 seconds.
Pathological.
May the same wonder-working deity who long since delivered the Hebrews from their Egyptian oppressors still continue to water them with the dews of heaven and to make the inhabitants of every denomination to participate in the temporal and spiritual blessings of that people whose God is Jehovah. George Washington, June 14, 1790. Juliana Giron Pallone, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.